Isabel. It was yesterday. Who else had a birthday yesterday? Anyone? Today? No? All right, well. So, have you ever thought about your life like it's a souvenir shop? I mean, you know, consider it. Just consider it. We accumulate all this stuff. It's kind of like walking into a souvenir shop. There's parts of it that we keep pretty nice and neat and tidy, but there's corners, there's crevices, there's dust. Some of the souvenir shops I've been in have stuff that's decades old, and I kind of look at it and go, why is that still here? Why? And yet, it's all there for a purpose. It's all in our life for a reason. It's all there for us. It really is. Sometimes we just don't, we get a little used to seeing it a particular way. In our habitual habit of seeing our friends and our relationships and the things that we've accumulated and the stories we've told ourselves about how life is and why it's just always going to be that way. It gets kind of dusty. So it's time to shake it up a little bit. It's time to get out the dusting rag and look at what we've brought into our life, brought into our experience, and check it out. See what we have found. If we were to observe not just the things in our life, but the beliefs and the attitudes and the ideas that we have put upon a shelf or set to a particular place and said, yes, you too, you are, this is the way that it is, it's always going to be this way, my life is always going to be hard. It's always going to be a struggle. I'm never going to have enough. Or maybe the idea that you have up on your shelf is the idea that life is good. It's always going to provide for me. There's always going to be enough. I have the right and perfect people in my life. What are the ideas and the beliefs and the attitudes that we have gathered together that represent who we are? So today, I want us to take a look at the practices, the beliefs, and the ideas that we have collected, the souvenirs and the baggage that we've been holding on to. And you know what I mean by baggage, right? Y'all know, just in case you're wondering, the baggage is the things that weigh us down. So the things that get stuffed in our backpack that we're carrying around that we don't need to carry around anymore, but we are, so of course it's there. And if we were just to set it down for a minute, what would happen? What would happen if we were just to set it down for a minute and let it be? Well, we'll get to it, what's going to happen when we do that. So, are we curators of a beautiful inventory of resources and practices and experiences that move us from good to greater good? Or are we just shopkeepers, just taking it in more? Somebody's got a donation, I'm going to take it. So it's not mine, but I'm going to take it because they brought it to me and they laid it at my feet, so I'm going to stuff it in my bag because I'm all about getting more. You know, whatever life has out here, it must be mine because there it is. So I'm just going to take it. I'm not going to examine it. I'm just going to stuff it in my bag and carry it around. It's getting heavy. But if we take everything and we accept anything that comes to us, we are going to collect a lot of stuff. A lot of unexamined stuff. And yes, some of it will be beautiful, and some of it will be beautiful, and some of it will lift us to great experiences, and it will be inspiring. And there will be nuggets and jewels amongst the rubbish. We've experienced this. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has experienced this. And sometimes we might not be able to tell at first glance. We might not be able to tell at first glance whether it's a keeper or not. whether it's there for us to use, to receive, and to embody and embrace, or it's there for us to just notice and say thank you and send it right along. Sometimes the timing isn't right. Timing is a big deal. Sometimes we're just not ready to receive it. Sometimes we might be unprepared for our good. And Diana, I had that same pamphlet out this weekend. And that idea of expanding, that's how we prepare to receive our good. That's how we prepare ourselves so that we can be in the midst of the infinite creative intelligence, the allness of God, the allness of life, and receive it. So there's a story of Shiva and Shakti. Are you familiar with them? I wasn't. They're the divine couple in Hinduism. And they are, in the story, in their heavenly abode watching over the earth. Picture that. So, they are touched by the challenges of human life, the complexity of human reactions, and the ever-present place of suffering in the human experience. And as they watch Shakti, she spies a miserably poor man walking down a road. His clothes are shabby and his sandals are tied together with a rope. Her heart is wrung with compassion. And touched by the goodness of his struggles and him, she turns to her divine husband and begs him to give this man some gold. Shiva looks at the man for a long moment. And he says to his wife, "Dearest wife, I cannot." And she is astounded. She says, "Why? What do you mean, husband? You are the Lord of the universe. You can do anything. Why can't you do this simple thing? I cannot give this to him because he is not ready to receive it," Shiva replies. And she becomes angry, and she says, "Do you mean to say that you cannot drop a bag of gold upon his path?" And he says, "Well, surely I can. But that is quite another thing." And she begs, and he does, and he drops the bag of gold upon the path. And meanwhile, that man, he's walking along, he's talking to himself, and he's saying, "I wonder if I will find dinner tonight, or shall I go hungry again?" And turning on a bend in the road, he sees something on the path in his way. Aha! Aha! Look there, a large rock. How fortunate that I have seen it. I might have torn these poor sandals of mine even further. And carefully stepping over the bag of gold, he goes along his way. Couldn't see it. Unprepared. Couldn't see it. So could it be that we have bags of gold that are dropped along our path, that are at our doorway, that we cannot see, that we do not recognize, that we do not recognize for what they are? So many times things happen in our life and we think, "What? Why? Ah! Why?" And there's no explaining it, is there? But do we have the capacity to expand our awareness of the presence of the divine in everything, as everything, so that we may see the good in even this moment? So that we may see the unfolding of a greater idea? Even if it isn't completely melded out, even if it isn't completely clear, but that we can trust that there is something good that is unfolding here, something greater than the old idea. How are we being prepared to receive our good? How are we continuously preparing ourselves to expand into a greater acceptance of this good that is God? Well, prayer. Yeah, it's one of our favorites. And And I also want to say, when we're being prepared, are we recognizing that what we're doing is we're opening and expanding ourselves, not to get more, not to fill that souvenir shop, not to fill the shelves, not to have more to display for the world out here, but to expand ourselves, our capacity within here, so that we are that presence wherever we go. So, you know, I often speak about being the gift. You are the gift. You are the gift. You are the gift. Have you heard it enough? Let me remind you one more time. You are the gift. You are the gift. And yet, being the gift, we also get to be the receiver. Sometimes I've noticed for myself, I really concentrate on being the gift. And then I have to remind myself, there's also, am I expanding my capacity to receive the gifts in my life in a greater way? Today, I want us to consider just what we have collected during our lifetime. And have we possibly been collecting shameful thoughts? Have we possibly been collecting a belief in lack or limitation? Well, yeah, we have. Sure, we have. We all have at times collected those. I have. No harm. They come. We find them. They find us. We collect them. It's what we do with them when we receive them that is important. It's how long are we going to hold on to them? Are we going to put them on the shelf? Are we going to shine them up? And we're going to put them in a special tribute and make a temple? Or are we going to recognize them for what they are and allow that to be a teachable moment? Is it that we are sheltering and protecting that collection and holding on to it and keeping it? Or is it keeping us? When does it become something that we've received that we have a choice about and become something that is just so much a part of us that we don't even see it anymore? Consider what kind of a collector we're being. And what have we been doing with the gifts that we have received? Are they useful? Are they being used for good? Are they being shared generously and kindly? What I want us to know, really, is that our good might appear to be withheld or kept from us, but it is always there. We always take our good with us wherever we go. Why? Because God is good. I mean, we teach it to the kids in preschool. God is good 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good. God is all there is. Good must be all there is. And yet we have these experiences of life not feeling so great. But there's good news here. There's good news here, and Ernest Holmes wrote it in the book, This Thing Called Life. It doesn't matter what we call it, so long as we remember that there is such a secret place of the Most High within us, and that we may consciously go to it by merely knowing that we are already there. This is the place where the universe meets us in its wholeness, without any restriction whatsoever. This is the place where the All delivers everything that it is to us. I think that sometimes our mistake is that we go out here looking for the good. Well, that is where we see the evidence of it. But that's the evidence of it. Where it resides is within us. Where it resides is within all of life. And it comes alive in the ways that we receive it and we interact with it and we express it. However we can know this good, however that is the thing to do, whether it's through prayer or the lyrics of a song, how beautiful. If it's affirmations, if it's sitting in the silence and being in nature, however it is that we get to know this good, that is what is ours to do, to know it in greater and greater ways. Realizing the presence of life through all of these methods That will lead us to knowing the power, realizing it exists within us, and expanding our experience of it. So here's the thing. We will learn. We will discover as we do these various things that these methods, they're powerful, but they're not magical, are they? They're not magical because it is not that song. It is not that prayer. It is not that affirmation that is transforming us. It is our connection with that presence. It is in the experience of singing the song. It is in the experience of praying the prayer, letting the prayer pray us. It is in the experience of connecting with the divine. It's the presence through the practice that changes us. So, before I close, the Sufi of 13th century, not Rumi, but Nasruddin. You all remember him? So he is, he's at his home, and a neighbor strolls by, and he sees Nasruddin sitting outside of his house under the street lamp, and he's brushing through the dust. And the neighbor says, "Have you lost something, my friend?" And Nasruddin says, "Yes, yes, I've lost my key. Can you help me find it?" And so the neighbor stops, and he's searching with him for a few minutes, and pretty soon he says, "Are you sure? Are you sure you lost your key out here?" And Nasruddin says, "Oh, no, no, I lost it in the house." The neighbor says, "But why are you looking for it out here?" And Nasruddin says, "Well, there's more light here." Is that what we do when we're looking for our good? Is that what we do? We do, isn't it? It's hilarious. And yet, when we lose sight of our good, we find ourselves looking for it out here because, you know, that's where it should be. But really, we're going to find it in here. We're going to find it in here. It's a powerful idea that we have these souvenirs from our teaching, that we have these souvenirs from our life, these ideas that remind us of who and whose we are. There's every reason to have them, to keep them, to turn to them, to use them, but to realize and recognize that they are that, and that it is our engagement. That's where the power lies. That's it. It's the willingness to be transformed by the song. It's the willingness to be changed, to be expanded by the prayer. It's the willingness to look beneath the surface of what is bubbling up and see the good or the lesson or no, this isn't the right time. I'll come back to you. It'll still be there. I remind us, all of us, that we are each of us more important to each other than a souvenir. We are, each of us, the greatest gift. And there isn't a souvenir that I could give you, although I would like to, every day in every way. And those souvenirs would be my love, it would be my smile, it would be my generosity, it would be my compassion, it would be my recognition of you. Those are the ways. And sometimes it might be a gift or a thing. But let's let the souvenirs that we exchange be gratitude, appreciation, and grace. Oh, peace and compassion, forgiveness. It's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Let us be mindful that we have a choice to not just pick up random souvenirs that we can put on display to show the world how good our life is. Rather, we are receiving the infinite good of life, and it is our privilege to receive it. It is our privilege to share it, to give it, to be part of that divine flow of life. And as we do this, we will find that it is not enough to receive the good that life has for us. We will become so comfortable with sharing our good that we don't hesitate. We don't ask, are they worthy? Instead, we offer the same good idea to our neighbors, our brothers, and our sisters as we claim for ourselves. Life is always bringing to each of us exactly what we need. Exactly what we need. And so, let us just enjoy that. Let us remember that. Let us be part of that flow. And each evening, before we retire, do a little mental inventory. Is my mind filled with souvenirs that remind me of my good? Is my mind filled with the things that are lifting me up? The ideas, the beliefs. Are the gems and the inspiration received by me for me to cultivate and nurture, are they readily available for me to pick them up and share them? Yeah. And if there's things that have come into my life during the day, you know, the things that become baggage, the weigh heavy on us, is there some forgiveness for me to do? Almost always for ourselves. Is there an amends to be made? Is there a connection to be shared? When we find ourselves searching for our good, we forget that it was already within us and it lives within us. So let's relax and know that it really is right here, right now. We have a perfect union with the divine. And every time we return to that, every time we recognize it and unify with it and know our oneness with it, there is nothing else. So, let us know that as we allow ourselves to be transformed by that presence, that power, that infinite creative intelligence that is known by many names, experienced in infinite ways, that it is expanding us. And it is our connection with it that allows it, that makes it welcome. And so I know for each and every one of us that infinite creative intelligence that I call God, that I call love, that I know as peace and joy is right here, right now. It is making itself known by means of all of its creation, and we, as its creation, are receiving it and expressing it. There is no thing that is going on in our life that is not part of this one. And so I know that as we allow ourselves to rest in the assurance that it is God and it is good, the glimmers appear. The patience allows us to be still and to be prepared and to recognize our good, knowing and trusting that it is forever revealing itself, knowing and trusting that we are a part of it, the continuation of life, knowing and revealing itself continues through each one of us. We expand and extend this good by means of our words, by means of our thoughts, by means of our actions. We bring the light, for the light is within us. And so I give thanks for all of the ways that we share the light, that we share the good, and that we live it now and forevermore. And so it is. All right, thank you, everyone. We're bringing back Jean-Louis Boudreau and our band.